We're going to move into a time of communion. I'm going to invite some of the men to come prepare to serve you. Communion is that opportunity. The word means communing, intimate fellowship, relationship. We have access to the throne of grace because of Jesus' finished work on the cross in my place. He died for me. Personally, individually, he died for you. Have you received the gift? Have you owned your own sin before him and said, nothing can I bring to you to offer but my filth, but my baggage, but my brokenness, but my sin? Jesus says, I will gladly take all of that to myself and pay for it in full. And I will give you the gift of relationship with me. That we can enjoy relationship with the Father, with His Son, with the Holy Spirit. We can enjoy communion, intimate fellowship today with the Triune God because of what Jesus did for me on the cross. We have bread that represents His body broken, His sinless, perfect body as the Lamb of God broken. For me, juice represents his blood poured out on the cross to wash this sinner clean. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you're trusting not in your flesh, not in your own righteousness, but only and exclusively Jesus, you're welcome to worship together with us, receive communion together with us, receive a good gift from the Father's hand. When you're served bread, juice, take that, hold it in your hand and reflect. Reflect on what he did for you personally, individually. Can you say the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord? Once we've all been served as the body, as the family of Christ, we'll take that together and give him thanks. Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for your priceless gift. We're not here to pay it back, to pay it forward. We are here as just recipients of your mercy and grace, and we just receive a good gift from your hand, and we say thank you. We worship you. We rejoice that we have found the greatest of all treasure. We can't pay for it or pay it back. We just need to get stuff out of the way so that we can receive it. So today we stand as recipients of your mercy and grace, and we receive from you your grace. And we say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood that washes away all our guilt and shame and sin. Drink.